Yesterday, John, I was doing a bit of online shopping.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Trying to get a T-shirt, this cool T-shirt, for Christmas for Kyle.
Wait a minute.
What?
I don't want to talk about Christmas.
What?
Didn't we make an agreement to not...
I just literally mentioned the word Christmas.
Yeah. No, I have to be strict about this, I'm afraid.
Why?
Because Christmas chat's too early for it.
What do you mean?
Because it's going to get so heavy in December.
So I can't even tell you a story about a Christmas present?
Sorry.
What?
It's just from December 1st, as much Christmas chat as you want.
You are the Christmas Grinch of all Grinches, aren't you?
No. We just need to ration out our Christmas chat. But this is too early.
But John.
Sorry.
But John, don't you know?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Where's that coming from?
It's the most wonderful time of the
year. It's not that time of the year, though.
But it can be.
No.
We can just start a bit early.
It's not special if you celebrate it too early.
Oh, well, there goes my... Now I can't even say my story. You're not even letting me say my... You're such a Christmas Grinch.
I do feel a little bit bad for cutting your story off there, if I'm being honest. But unfortunately, I need to take a hard-line stance.
You know what? We're going to put this to the phones. 13, 12, 16. Should we have a Christmas ban until the 1st of December? I think it's fine. We're allowed to talk about Christmas.
I don't think we should. I really don't. No,
You're an absolute Grinch.
I think our listeners will agree with me.
No, I think they'll agree with me. I'm allowed to say Christmas, the word Christmas, before December 1st.
Ban. There's a ban.
No.
13, 12, 16. Are you team Jono or team Rach on this? Should we have a Christmas ban until December 1st? Yes or no? Whose team are you on?
The lines are lighting up.
We've got Damien on the line. Hey, Damien.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, mate. Would you support a Christmas ban until December 1st?
100%.
Thank you.
No,
Thank you, Damien.
Come on. Where's the Christmas spirit?
It's ridiculous. Christmas is in December. There's 12 days of Christmas, 30-something.
I know.
It's the most wonderful time of the year,
stop
Damien.
It. It's too far out, isn't it? It ruins it.
It's ridiculous.
Thank you,
everyone's
Damien.
There's Christmas lights up everywhere already. This is madness.
I know. Thank you for having common sense, Damien. Appreciate that, mate.
All good, mate.
And Nathan on 13, 12, 16. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nathan, would you support a Christmas ban on the show until December 1st?
Absolutely.
No,
thank you.
Nathan.
Thank you, Nathan. See, you know what? Our listeners
are
smart people, fortunately.
It's wonderful time of the year.
Oh, would you stop it?
Because if you start early... By the time Christmas comes, it's like, oh, well, we've been celebrating now for 2 months already.
Exactly.
No,
you're over it. You're over it by then.
Keep the spirits up. Keep the Christmas spirit
I don't have that
happening.
Much energy. A month is enough.
Oh, God.
Thank you, man.
Good man, Nathan.
Thanks
for the call, mate. Hey, look, we're not bad people or miserable people. I love Christmas. Don't you love Christmas too, Nathan?
I
love Christmas.
Grinches, the lot of you.
I think you take away from it when you celebrate it over 2-3 months.
My Christmas story was good, too.
I'm missing out on my Christmas story.
The Christmas spirit's still there, but it slowly fades away as you get closer. You've been celebrating it for so long.
I'm sure your story was great, but unfortunately, Rach, we're not interested.
You guys suck.
See you, Nathan.
See ya.
See you later.
And we've got Charlie on 13, 12, 16. Mate, would you support a Christmas ban on the show until December 1st?
Team Rage!
Team Rage! Christmas it up!
There's always one.
The wonderful time of the year. So, all right, Charlie, me and you, we can celebrate Christmas together for the next 2 months.
Sure can.
Woo-hoo.
Now, Charlie, let's just get a bit of perspective here. When do you think's a reasonable time to start celebrating Christmas or putting the decorations out? No, but maybe Charlie thinks earlier. I'm just trying to get a bit of an idea here.
I say November.
November, yeah.
November.
Well, we're in November, just in here. It's good. All right, good on you, Charlie.
Still
I like
lost
it.
Out two
I like
votes
your opinion.
To one. Charlie, it was all in vain. Thank you for your call, though.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, there you go. So I hope you're enjoying this.
Wonderful time of the year.
Because it's in the bin.
No!
It's in the bin until December 1. It's gone. Deleted from the playlist.
No, can we take another call? Can we? Maybe they're going to go.
No.
Come on!
All right. Hello, what's your name?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's your name, mate?
Bernie.
Bernie, I don't know why I'm doing this. This is only going to put the vote tally potentially at risk. But Bernie, would you support a Christmas ban on the show until December 1, yes or no?
Mate, how many birthdays can you have in a year?
One.
How long do you celebrate your birthday? Once. Jesus was born on one day.
Yep.
You celebrate Christmas one day.
That's right.
Not for 2 weeks or 2 months.
Oh, you've got an even harder...
Hang up. He's got the phone.
Bernie's got an even harder line stance than I do.
Bernie's stance on
I'm sorry, darling, but we've got to just... It's enough hard enough to spend all that money on the one day, let alone doing it for 2 months.
Bernie, I'm telling you, you missed out on a Christmas story. It was a good story. Now everyone can't hear it.
This story's old news. No one's interested in that story anymore. It's gone. Bernie, thank you for your call, mate.
Thanks,
and you have a great Christmas, but you know what? I won't properly say that to you until the final show of the year.
Till 24th.
Yeah, 24th.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Thanks, Bernie.
With Jono and Rach.
Guess who is coming to Mackay on Thursday?
Jay-Z.
No, guess again.
I don't know.
Okay.
How long can I just sit here guessing for?
ScoMo. ScoMo's coming to Mackay on Thursday. Can you believe?
This week's Prime Minister.
Yes, this week's Prime Minister. He's going to be here in Mackay. He's doing a Queensland tour, apparently, bus tour.
Right, okay.
I don't think he's actually on a bus.
Well,
but
you know,
yeah.
I mean, in terms of excitement levels, Jay-Z, Prime Minister.
Look, maybe not as exciting, but still keen to meet him.
Well, like, just doing a tour just to say hello to the people. Is that what it is?
Anything in particular? Queensland in particular. So he started in the Gold Coast on Monday and he's making his way north.
I got to be honest.
What?
I don't care that much.
But he's famous, John.
Sort of, kind of. Only just recently, though.
I love getting pictures with famous people, so I'm going to have to ask for a selfie from ScoMo.
You didn't know who he was a couple of weeks ago?
No, I didn't, but now I do.
Will he still be Prime Minister by the time he's
up here?
Supposed to be here?
No.
Was it a week away? He's not going to be Prime Minister.
He needs
still.
To be Prime no Minister way. At least for the Thursday so I can get my selfie and it's relevant and then I'll just delete it.
Is he popular? Is he popular at the moment?
I don't know.
What are the polls saying?
Oh,
will he really be there?
You're asking the wrong gal here.
I don't know what the polls are saying.
But you know, when Tony Abbott came to Mackay, I got a selfie with him and I was over the moon.
So it could be just anyone famous for whatever and you're thrilled.
Yep. Fangirling for ScoMo.
I saw about politics. How excited you got about the Love Island cast.
Oh, yeah.
One of them just said your name and you just rumble.
Oh, I just love a good celeb.
Wow. You're such a millennial.
I am.
Probably a few sore heads around Mackay in the Woods Sundays today as a result of Melbourne Cup Day yesterday.
Yeah, it was Melbourne Cup Day. And our very own promotions manager, Anita, is on the front cover of the Mercury today for her fantastic outfit at the Melbourne Cup.
Best dressed at Fashions on the Field. Anita, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Very, very happy. It was such a great day.
Like an Oriental-style dress is what you've got on there. Is that would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, that's correct.
You kind of look like the emoji dancing.
Yes. Oh, too funny. Yeah, Anna Dutton made my dress. She actually whipped that one up Sunday night for me.
Wow.
Because I wasn't going to be going. And she's like, oh, no, if you go, I'll... make you know, your outfit and your bag and everything. So she whipped that up Sunday night.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, Anita, did you look as good as that by the end of the night?
Oh, dear, Jono, definitely not.
Are you coming into work today?
Yes, I'll be there.
And how was everything at the Turf Club yesterday? Was it a good day, a busy day?
Yeah, it was a wonderful day. I was in the Fiesta tent as well, and it was fantastic.
Well, Anita, you looked great in your dress. I mean, the only criticism I can make that it wasn't the teal and pink Hit FM colours. It's the only thing that I could add.
Next year.
Well, Anita, well done on your win at Fashions on the Field. Looking fantastic on the front page of today's newspaper. And we'll see you in, I guess, an hour or so when you're in the office, no doubt looking $1 million again.
Yes, I'll see you then.
You've set the bar now. You need to look fabulous all the time. That's what we expect.
Oh, so much effort. Great, thanks.
Okay. See ya. Cheers, Anita.
Thanks, guys.